means a great new lineup of music, theater, and entertainment at the Paradise Center for the Arts in historic downtown Faribault. The music continues on January 18th as Johnny James and the Hall of Fames perform their Dark Side of the Moon and Other Floydian Tales concert. January ends with fun for the whole family on January 25th as the Danger Committee returns with their jaw-dropping extreme juggling and audience-inspired improv. Tickets are on sale now at ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org or call 507-332-7372. Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. I'm not sure why I said that way this morning, but I'm so delighted that you're here with me, and we are going to celebrate some great creating today and share some wonderful stories. I want to go ahead and open up the show, though, with a little bit of music. We are playing a little bit of Raul Midon, and he is coming to the Paradise Center for the Arts. They've got some great music lined up. You definitely need to visit their website, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. This is National Recording Artist Raul Midon, and he has been called a one-man band who turns a guitar into an orchestra and his voice into a chorus. His newest album has been nominated for a Grammy, and he's played with amazing artists, Herbie Hancock, Steve Wonder, Bill Withers, and Queen Latifah and Snoop Dogg he's contributed to. So he's done a lot. He's touring internationally, but also coming here to the Paradise down in Faribault. That is on February 18th, so that's why I'm giving you a heads up. I suspect this one will sell out. That's from 7 to 9. It's a Monday night, so a little bit of a different time frame, just because that's how he could fit it in on his tour. Members price $20, non-members $25, and students $10. You can get the tickets at ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. And this piece is from his album If You Really Want, and it is with the Metropla Orchestra, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, and Vince Mendoza, and it's called Pick Somebody Up. And we're going to go ahead and keep our fingers crossed here and see if Art Zany Radio can make this happen. Here we go on Raul Midon. And once again, our chords, I think, got switched. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can't make that switcheroo happen. I got to bring the mic all the way over here and see if I can get that to go. This is an incredible, and I did have the great experience being at the Paradise for a concert this past week with Annie Mack, and just they do such a great job, and boy, you're going to get to hear some wonderful musicians. So let's give this a try again. Raul, there we go. I got the chord right. Art Zany Radio.
Somebody up. Now I don't want to tell you how to live. I just want to give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Pick somebody up now. Now, honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some mystery. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Now, go along and get along and sell my soul. That ain't the way this copper rolls. When I live it, it'll pick somebody up. Take a stranger out of danger. That's
I'm surly and when I'm glad. When that sunshine turns to rain and I just can't stand the pain. And I feel I'm gone insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup, I just want to pick somebody up.
That was Raoul Madon, and that was from his newest album called If You Really Want. And you can check out Paradise Center for the Arts to get ticket information. That's going to be a great show. And pick somebody up. If you are looking for a pickup, that's what we're talking about today. I have guests who will be here talking about the Northfield Area All School Show. And this is such a great art extravaganza. It's a feast for the imagination and the spirit. It's You walk into Northfield Arts Guild Gallery. It's floor-to-ceiling artworks by lots of school kids. It's colors and shapes and lines and poems. Not poems, patterns. I've got poems on my mind. It's like stepping into a fantastical world of maybe Alice's Wonderland combined with Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, followed by the Land of Oz, and maybe if it's like jumping onto a life-size spinning palette of art possibilities. It's so marvelous, and I really look forward to this show, and I want to nudge you to make sure that you put that on your calendar. It is now open, and it is open through February 9th, so you have a little bit of time. You can go anytime the Northfield Arts Guild is open, and you can get those details at northfieldartsguild.org. And it is the quote that I found that best describes what it is to me is surprisingly from Albert Einstein, and it is a quote of his. It says, "Creativity is contagious. Pass it on." And I think that sums up what it does for me. It just infuses you with this great, just inspiration, and the world just suddenly feels full of possibilities and brightness and joy, and it's such a magical show. I really do encourage you to bring this up. It's like, being touched by a magic wand of creative inspiration. There's so much imagination there. It gives you the ideas of what you might be able to do. There's a progression of pictures and art projects from kindergartners to seniors at high school, and it shows you how continued dedication to the practice of art can bring us to all these different places. So somewhere on that timeline is a place for you to start. So I say get your sketch pad out or a scrap piece of paper, grab a writing tool or something to doodle with, and just listen to today's conversation. Of course, if you're driving, please don't do that. I'm so excited to bring you this conversation. I spoke with teaching artists Catherine Norrie and Erica Ness. They are both local art teachers who have students in this show. And again, this show is the Northfield Area All School Show, New Year, New Perspectives. And it includes works from all different schools in our community. Arcadia, the Area Learning Center, Bridgewater, Greenvale, Northfield homeschool classes, the high school, the middle school, Prairie Creek Community School, Sibley, and St. Dominic's Catholic School. And it is certainly an incredible thing. And in addition to the show, they have Imagination Celebration, which is happening this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is something in every part of the building is happening, on the dance studio, in the art studio, the clay studio, and the main gallery. So there's art making and demonstrations and performances all day long from 10 a.m. to 2. So everyone is invited to come to this free event at the Northfield Arts Guild. That is tomorrow. Or if you're listening on Saturday, today, the 19th of January from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Let's listen to Erica Ness and Catherine Norrie from Artsany Radio. Welcome to Artsany Radio. I'm very excited to have you here. It's just such a pleasure. I first would love to start off with having each of you introduce yourselves a little bit, tell our listeners. I know both of you have been on the show before, but have each of you remind our listeners of who you are and a little bit about where you teach and your artwork.
All right. My name is Erica Ness, and I am the art teacher over at Sibley Elementary. So what I teach, sorry, and some things about my art, I am a fiber artist in the community and work with a lot of my own, or doing classes in the community for adults as well with that. So.
And do you teach all levels at elementary?
Yep, K through 5. So we start with the very young ones and work our way up to the kids ready to go off to middle school.
That's got to be a great experience to watch them as they go from, because the expanse of, you know, changes and understanding and knowledge that mm-hmm. happens between kindergarten and fifth grade is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's really exciting. This is going to be, I'm almost to the point where I've been at Sibley long enough now that my kindergartners will be fifth graders next year. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be so hard to watch them leave.
I would have. That's one of the things that, but then you can come and see them at the art show.
Exactly.
And you'll know that they keep.
It is really fun. We get to do a lot of communication about that and check on it back on our kids and see how they're doing. So it's nice when we have that community of art teachers here.
And that certainly is true. I'd love for you to tell our listeners about you as well.
Sure. I'm Catherine Norrie, and I'm one of the art teachers at the high school, and this is my 19th year. Actually, 20 years ago, I subbed at the high school, and I never left. So.
How is that possible? My goodness.
Time goes by when you're having so much fun. Mm-hmm. But I've been so blessed to work here, and every year, I'm blown away by the students that I get to work with. I primarily teach all the painting and drawing classes, and I also do the honors class. And last year I started teaching a printmaking class. So this dream of mine to create a printmaking class became a reality because I was so lucky to work with St. Olaf to get one of their refurbished presses and have it brought to the high school. We'd had it for a few years, but did a lot of testing with it to make sure a full class would work. And it worked so well last year. So I teach watercolor and acrylic and many drawing techniques and the printmaking. So that's been exciting. And as a personal artist, as my own passion, I like to do a lot of work with silver. And I do printmaking myself. I work at MCAD in the summer and do a lot of classwork there. And everything that can kind of keep me fresh and excited to come back to the classroom the next year.
Tell me a little bit about MCAD.
So MCAD has this amazing program in the summer, and it is built for teachers. And it is a remarkable opportunity to refill your bucket with creativity.
What does MCAD stand for?
So Minneapolis College of Art and Design.
Oh.
So it's our, you know, our state's kind of art school. And it's actually connected. It's on the same block as the Children's Theater. And as the MIA, the Minneapolis Institute of Art. And so they are on the same block. They're housed in similar buildings. But they have this program where you can sign up for classes as an educator. They have different focuses that you might be interested in taking. I took a digital class one year, a mixed media class, but I've been doing a lot of printmaking. And the neat thing is if you take your students on a field trip to explore the Twin Cities and you happen to go to MCAD and have a tour, they will offer a free class to an educator for taking the students up to promote their school. So I've been able to take these classes without asking the district to help me pay or using any of my own money. And what is really cool is you're surrounded by educators from around the country. Mm-hmm. So there might be people from Chicago or Texas, and you get to collaborate and share ideas, but you also get the joy of having a week where other people prep the materials and you don't have to come up with the ideas. It's pretty amazing.
So, that is a great, I never knew about that experience.
Yeah.
And just to be in that area of Minneapolis with all the different opportunities to explore and, as you said, sort of reinvigorate yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's such an important part of the process. And that's a perfect segue to talk about the all-school art show, because that's actually what I feel every time I go there. You can't walk out of there without feeling the joy mm-hmm. and the love and the just inspiration that surrounds you. It envelopes you, right? And mm-hmm. so it can't help but fill you up. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm so excited about this show. I don't know maybe you want to just tell us a little bit about your experiences with the All School Art Show. It's been going on for a number of years in our community, and I think it's something pretty incredible.
I think the torch was passed to me by Jeremy Holine when I started. that he asked if I would be the point person or the person to help with organizing of it. And that was 18 years ago. And I'm quite certain that John Beatty mentioned a number starting with a 3 last year. So it's in its 30-something year.
Yeah.
It's a long-time show that has just grown over the years. There are 13 art teachers who are represented through their students' work at this show, which is quite... It's a tribute to Northfield to support that many, you know, people who love the arts and people who support art teachers and the students.
Yeah. I think that's one of the really exciting parts about this show. I know in other districts, they oftentimes have just like the district art show, and it's mainly focused on the public schools. This one has a great opportunity where we have the public, we have private, we have the charter schools, we also have homeschooling students there. And so it's the full breadth of art students in Northfield from K through 12. So that's pretty amazing to see just how they all have similarities and differences and their own unique qualities. So,
And we all remark about how much we as art teachers love being together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is something so collaborative and beautiful about us bringing our work together. And it is a giant jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant jigsaw puzzle of creativity because we come with over 1,000 pieces of artwork from students ranging from 5 years old to 18 or even maybe 19 years old if they're an older senior. And these pieces fit together and they tell a story about the lives that have been lived in this community and the support that has been given at all stages and all ages, which is really something we can be proud of in this town.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely true. And you can go see the exhibit now. The exhibit, the All School Art Show, is open now through the February 9th. So there's lots of opportunities to see it at the Northfield Arts Guild. The space doesn't get any bigger, but it seems like the number of pieces just keeps growing and growing. And not every student can even be represented. I suspect each teacher has to make some choices. How does that work?
It's difficult.
Yeah, it definitely, it's different at each school and how they handle it. I know some of the programs are a little smaller, and so they maybe have more of their students represented. I know at the elementary level, we get to send about 10% of our total population, maybe 15% of the students actually send their work out to have it shown here. Each one of us kind of handles that slightly differently on how we decide which pieces will go up and which students are going to be shown. But we do try to get to different students throughout all 6 years that they're with us, so that it's not always the same kids, so that everyone gets a chance to have their art shown up there and take their parents in or the family and friends and see the space and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm representing 73 different individual artists.
Mm-hmm.
So I always hover right around 70 to 80 different students, and there are 3 art teachers at the high school. My colleague Chris Holmquist works with all clay and all three-dimensional work, and so his work is represented on pedestal space, so it doesn't take up any wall space, so that's a different beast, and he can represent those students. Karna Hauk, who is also a colleague, she does a lot of digital media, and so her pieces and my, you know, more hand worked pieces are on the wall. But I think trying to get a great spread of the students who you represent, there's always going to be a few people who create these amazing pieces all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a person who has one or two, but it is, as a teacher, really important, I think, to all of us to show as many people, but also to show the best examples of our work. We want the community to see what is really happening and what is possible. And I think also to show the younger kids and the older kids, you know, here's just somebody who spent a ton of time, right? Mm-hmm. This artwork doesn't happen by magic. Through magic, it happens with time and effort. And so if we can show time and effort on the wall, I think everybody can understand that they can grow and get better if they work just as hard.
I think that's one of the lessons I look at the show is, you know, you can see where the very young start, and you can see that in those beginnings that we all start somewhere around there, right? And the difference is that those others have kept practicing and have kept, you know, experimenting or going to classes or engaged with it. And the results are just a phenomenal experience. And so I'm always inspired. And I talked in the introduction a little bit about the quote from Albert Einstein, creativity is contagious. Pass it on. And I feel like that, when I ran across that quote, I said, I've got to use that for the All Art School show because that's what it does for me. It feels like I am infected in the most in a positive way, right? I mean, just overcome with, like, I think I can start with some triangles, or, you know, I think I'll work on, you know, great color gradation, or, you know, I look at those assignments that some of the younger students are working on, and I'm like, yeah, I think I can try that.
Yeah. No, it's always fun. I know I have several students every year who, you know, or I'll run into at the show and they'll be kind of bummed that their piece didn't get up or they don't see something. But then it really is an incentive. Like, they recognize the importance of this and how valuable it is to have their art shown in this space. And they love just pushing themselves a little harder, trying something different, or kind of just working around it in their own way. And they get so excited when they get to go and see their things, and even more excited than when they get to go and see what they're going to do after this.
Mm.
You know, especially at the elementary, like, they always they talk to me a lot about the high school stuff that they see on the wall, or the middle school things, or what they've noticed about someone else's art. And those are those magical moments, that creativity, like you said, getting just kind of passed on to someone else, where they see something magical and they recognize that. So,
and I think being able as a teacher to curate the show for a long time, mm-hmm. right? We knew going in last year, going into the summer, that the show was going to be earlier this year. It's usually in March, and it's in January. And so that's a little bit of a worry, because you only have so many months to collect the work. And I know a few people saved work from last spring. I know I saved some work from juniors and sophomores, knowing I'd still see them. And so now I really did have many months to curate. And that is my way of getting to more students, because maybe one assignment isn't a favorite mm-hmm. of this one person, but the next assignment really struck a chord with them and they loved it. And that's how you're able to get that diversity among your students.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that in terms of teaching, that if that principle is something that makes classroom work successful, is because you're around other people doing that same activity. So you can't, this is what I've always paid attention to, that you'll do some of your best work in classes because of that fact, that you are with other people who are engaged in that. So you're less likely to say, oh, I need a snack, or, oh, I should probably wash those dishes, mm-hmm. or maybe I should turn on that show, right? Because mm-hmm. that would look weird if you were washing dishes or doing something else in that time. So in the classroom, do you think that's a part of the success, is having that energy?
I definitely think so. I mm-hmm. see it in the high school. I wouldn't say it's ever competition. But it's healthy critique, healthy support, mm-hmm. and the students really become each other's peers. We do, for each assignment, we do a class critique where we talk. And I tell my students that it's not just being able to do art with your hands, but it's being able to do art with your mind mm-hmm. and really thinking about it. And the growth as an artist really only comes when you stop and you pause and you think about your results and you compare to other people and you discuss with other people. And it's through those discussions that happen in Art 1 and then in drawing and painting and then in watercolor and finally maybe someday in honors art, the conversations get really rich and those actually trickle into the classroom. So I'll be walking by and my students are being the teachers to each other. And so I really think they are holding each other accountable, but also holding each other up to these great, you know, standards of what they think they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I know at the elementary level, we talk a lot about different wording so that we can approach it from all levels. But we talk a lot in my class about inspiring each other. And so a lot of students, they use that language where they'll walk around and they go, I got inspired by so-and-so's piece, or I got inspired by something I saw over here. And we talk a lot about, you know, the ideas of inspiration is not copying, but inspiration is taking someone else's thoughts and ideas and expanding on them and making them your own. And it really is amazing when you watch these little bodies. I mean, 5-year-olds that can say, you know, I was inspired by, and I, you know, I admired this in someone else's artwork. And they learn these language pieces down at these mm-hmm. really young levels of how to talk and how to think about making art and how to see the world around them. And it translates up, like you were saying, all mm-hmm. the way up until eventually they're becoming these really great budding artists in their high school years that are ready to go into creating in college and creating beyond. So
I had a really cool experience today, and it goes with what we're talking about, but it transcends. Mm-hmm. It's just so cool, the culture that there is at the high school. So, and I'm going to drop some names. We have a health teacher at the high school. Her name is Kim Sleggers, and she has given much of her time from her prep hour this whole semester to learning to perfect her craft of throwing pottery on the wheel. And so she comes in and she dialogues with a student who's doing an independent study in clay, and they have a one-on-one dialogue over this work about what they're doing. And this young lady is a junior. She's going to be in Honors Art, and her name is Audrey Pagel. And she asked both Miss Sleggers and myself about what she should do. And the three of us had a 25-minute conversation about the way her work could look and the aesthetics that she could think about. This is a critique that goes beyond just an art teacher. Mm-hmm. And the appreciation that is, I think, held on to by all the educators in our district. And I was so thankful that mm-hmm. she had this conversation, because caring adults, right? Caring about students, of course, about their art, but of course then sharing passion and mm-hmm. pushing it and making us want to do more of it. It couldn't have been a more inspiring conversation that just happened to happen today. Yeah. And it was the coolest.
And that says a lot, because I think that about the community and how the community values art, and your school community values art, are the community of Northfield. And, you know, that's one of the great things, I think, is that the students get to have their work in a gallery at the Northfield Arts Guild. And I would imagine that's kind of an unusual experience for students to be able to, like you mentioned, take their parents or grandparents or neighbors and say, this is my piece, and it's at the, hanging on the wall of a local really gallery.
Yeah. I know that we've had a lot of discussions now at the kindergarten level of, you know, explaining what galleries are and what art museums are, because a lot of the kids do come in with no comprehension of that space. You know, they've seen art in different places, but don't always recognize that there's special places for art. And so it's been a really fun discussion with a lot of my younger kids and explaining what a gallery is and how you walk into that space and what you do once you're in that space. So it's not just walk around and walk through it and quickly walk out, but having those conversations about find something you like, look at it and talk about it with someone else and explain what you notice in the picture. And if you find something that, you know, speaks to you, you know, see if that matches someone else or if they have other thoughts. And it's a really great way for kids to kind of recognize how special that space is once we talk about it. But then also when they do see their own art, then it's really exciting, because now they get to have such a personal conversation as the artist with whoever is in the space with them. It's, I think, one of my favorite things of walking through on the Imagination Celebration is listening to the kids talk to their families or their friends or the stranger who walks by, just about what they did and why they did it and how they're proud of it. And it's such a great feeling that you get as the art teacher watching them take that role as the artist in that space.
Mm-hmm. We are just so lucky to have mm-hmm. the Northfield Arts Guild. They are a supporter of us mm-hmm. and a cheerleader for us. And they provide us with this space. They provide me with a space for the Honors Art kids in May and into June. And it is rare to mm-hmm. have a professional gallery space be so open and generous with their resources in a situation where they're not really going to get a lot of payback, right? They're not going to sell a lot of pieces to bring in revenue mm-hmm. to keep the lights on. So we are really lucky to be able to be in this place. I tell people that everywhere I go, that Northfield is a great place to teach. But I think the Northfield Arts Guild is a huge contributor to that feeling that I have always had. And it's because they hold us up. Mm-hmm. And they support us. And it's a lot different than doing a big art show in our cafeteria.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Because of the fact that it's a gallery space, and then there's something, you know, a little extra special mm-hmm. about it.
Exactly.
You mentioned, Erica, the Imagination Celebration. We should mm-hmm. tell or remind listeners again, that is on Saturday, January 19th from 10 to 2, so that's mm-hmm. right around the corner.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's already coming up on the 19th of January. And that is the whole Arts Guild just vibrates with energy and imagination, and every single floor it has activities. There'll mm-hmm. be dancing and art studios open. Mm-hmm. There's the gallery show. Clay Studio has some demonstrations with the great middle school art teacher Rafa Estrella, mm-hmm. And so much happening. So tell us, because there also is something going on in the gallery with the teachers and the students.
Sure. Yeah, we are going to be in the gallery. We've kind of split up our time, so it'll be different times that each art teacher will be there. Most of us let our students know where we'll be and when we'll be there, so they can stop by and see us if they want. But we'll be in that space to kind of help give a tour around and talk to parents about what kind of process the students go through from K through 12, sometimes to help find your pieces of art, because it really is packed from floor to ceiling. It does get kind of tough to always find things, so an extra set of eyes is really helpful. So we're there just kind of helping out, answering questions. I'm trying to think what else we usually do. It's a lot of socializing, a lot of, like I said, just being there to help the students and support them.
And I think it's really sweet that the students can see the teachers interacting and loving the time that we have together, so they can see the continuity between an elementary teacher to a middle school teacher to a high school teacher. It's almost like they know that they're going to be handed off, you know, into loving arms at each stage, and they don't have to worry if they're leaving their favorite middle school teacher behind that will be waiting for them. And I think that's what I enjoy so much about it, is being able to be with my colleagues one more time.
Well, and even, again, the students that I've left, you know, the ones who have now, I mean, my oldest group, or my first group, are now ninth graders, and it's fun to still see them come in and see their artwork hanging on the wall and get to give them compliments and kind of encouragement on what they've done and where they're going. And it's really great to see all of that community and all those levels coming together.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we didn't touch on, which I had meant to earlier, was the title of the show that's in the gallery, New Year, New Perspectives. And there's always a story behind a title. What is there a story this year?
So the story is we as art teachers start this show by getting together and brainstorming and talking about maybe what we're doing or things that are happening in popular culture, maybe songs or theater pieces. And we just try to come up with something that's catchy and fun for kids or would be different than other art shows. And we said, we've never had our art show this early. And I think maybe easing some of our fears, we're like, we've really never had it this early. And we said, how about New Year? We really want to focus on this as a fresh start. This is a new year and new perspectives. And we as artists really enjoy coming up with the theme, the title. Sometimes we do some activities that have, you know, interesting pieces. I remember carrying up a large and very heavy, very old refrigerator with John Beatty because, this is maybe 15 years ago, we had the title Art Feeds Me. And John knew of an old refrigerator, the kind that has the locked door on the front. And he and I pushed it up the front steps of the Northfield Arts Guild to get it in, and it was beautiful. And we had magnets and post-its all over it so people could write. But it was a labor of love. I think John and Rafa made an airplane to hang. No, a boat.
A boat. A boat. Art floats our boat.
Art, you know, floats my boat.
Yep. And then we had the big A, which was the giant styrofoam A that we built. And
so don't worry. We have fun behind the scenes, too.
We do.
I hadn't heard that story, so I'm glad you immortalized that for us. Yes. Now there will. I wish other pictures.
Oh, maybe. Oh,
probably.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
The archives.
Yeah.
And that's true. And the idea of perspective is such a great thing for, you know, art students to be thinking about, because I'm certain that's one of the aspects of art. In essence, sometimes art comes down to just learning to see and learning to take your time, or learning to, you know, just absorb, or take time off, or, you know, there's a lot in that word perspective. So what are some of the things that come to mind when you hear the word perspective? Maybe we'll just address it towards this show.
So something that I always remark at, maybe with this show, but with all shows, is the looking back at the time in Northfield. I have a lot of students who graduate or have graduated, and they'll come back and comment on social media, or they'll see the pictures, and the perspective is looking back and reminiscing about their time in Northfield. And these are my oldest students are 37 years old.
Whoa.
And I have many former students who are now art teachers. Wow. And they will comment and they will talk. And so the perspective for me gets put through interesting lenses, because I can see it through my current students' eyes, and I can see it at the Imagination Celebration through my younger students. And I have my own children who will go to the show and see it in their own way. And so I love that all these different people get to see it. And I also love the perspective of people who have never been in a gallery. The parents who maybe have never felt comfortable walking into a gallery, maybe that's not a place that they're normally going, and all of a sudden they walk in and their eyes are open and they say, this is really meaningful to everyone, and of course to my child. It's just a really great show that touches so many people, and I think perspectives are very diverse and for all sorts of different reasons, and that's really exciting.
How about for you, Erica?
Yeah, I know that when I think about it, a lot of times it was one of those things that I brought up with my kids a lot this year, of just thinking from a different perspective on different questions and different answers that they were coming up with. And I do love that when you go through the show, there are so many unique individual designs and so many unique individual pieces. I know that some of them are working on projects, some of them are independent pieces. There's so many different things happening, but no two pieces are the same. Everyone has their own fingerprint that they've put onto it. Everyone has their own unique style and their own unique kind of thought behind it. And so it is really fun when you walk through the space and get to see all of the different perspectives of each individual artist that's walked into there. It's one of the things that I love about seeing anytime you get children's art together or a large group of young artists. They have so many different ideas and so many different thoughts and so many different backgrounds and pieces that come together to make their art, and it's absolutely magical because they just are so excited about it and so proud of it, and so sometimes just completely unaware of it. When they see it in a gallery space, they just kind of come alive and awaken to it. It's great.
And as I want to mention again that we are talking about the brand new exhibit at the Northfield Arts Guild. This is the all-school art show called the New Year, New Perspectives, and it is the Northfield area all-school art show. So that means that all, as we mentioned earlier, so many different schools are and kinds of art are represented, and that is at the Northfield Arts Guild Gallery now through February 9th. So you can check their website, northfieldartsguild.org. You'll get all the details about times that they're open and some of the information about the particular exhibit. We wanted to give a little preview, too, of some of the things that might be there this year that are some of the new things that people can look forward to. So even if they've, you know, been in past years, it's going to have a few new elements, as it does every year.
So we're pretty excited about the fact that this year Arcadia created some interactive and digital work, and it's being shown on these computer monitors and other kind of digital monitors. But this is a new piece that, you know, we have not plunged into before this, and we're very excited for everybody to see it. And the students at Arcadia have worked very hard to bring this to life. So I would say that's something really exciting to see.
Yeah. Definitely. When you go into the gallery space, they're on the far wall. And so if you walk in, you can go ahead and take a look at it. Some of the computers are interactive. Some of them are going to be running on loop. So take a moment to really sit down and look at what's going on the screen. It's not the same thing the entire time. So there's lots of things that are going into it. Really interact with the art in that space, because she set it up really nicely so that it's a whole experience as you look at their art instead of just coming in and seeing it just on the wall like a lot of our other pieces are. So that's really new and different.
I love that you can sometimes see that or guess at what the assignment might have been. And as you can see that, as you mentioned, Erica, earlier, no student is going to have the same result given even the same set of instructions. And, there's so many. It's just so joyful to see and to hopefully encourage people to recognize that, you know, each of you has a voice and a perspective and a way of seeing the world that matters. And, you know, they're all important. And I love that about this show. We should have people just encourage people to come. The thing we didn't mention was, you might be wondering, wow, how much does this cost to see all of this incredible art? It's an amazing thing.
And it's free. It's open every day.
Tuesday through Friday, it's normal Arts Guild hours, and then Saturday, shortened hours usually. I can't remember exactly what they are, but they're on the Northfield Arts Guild website. Mondays it is closed, and Sundays it's closed. Yep.
And I bet every time you go in, you will see something different because, as you said, it's from the floor to the ceiling. And I think the colors are something you might notice the first thing when you walk in, because it'll knock your socks off. You'll just be like, it's like, sometimes you have at zoo exhibits those butterfly places that you can walk into and, you know, just sort of sit and enjoy the colors and shapes and sizes. I feel like that's kind of what it is, because it's not the same usual experience you have at the gallery.
No. And it does, it kind of goes in order as you go around the walls. So when you come in, right off to your left-hand side right away would be the kindergartner, and you can watch, again, kindergartners love color. It's their favorite thing. And you can watch the colors just kind of explode off the walls. And then as you keep going around, you work your way back all the way to the older kids. So you'll have the high school students over on the other side of the doorway. And it's kind of a fun journey throughout of it. Like you said, the colors, the shapes, the lines, the way that they manipulate the tools. It's really fun to watch that grow and kind of weave through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And I should mention, we've taken some time as art teachers to put up some information about some of the activities that we've done with the students. So as you walk around, look for little placards that say some information about whatever assignment it is the students were working on, or some thoughts the students might have had as they were working. All of those things are up on the wall. So there are some words. Take the time to read them. It'll help you understand a little bit more about what it is that we're doing with the students, and then also kind of what the students' thoughts were as they were creating their art.
And that's a joy as well. Mm-hmm. Catherine, I wonder if we could talk a little bit about the creative process. And I was thinking about that, because that, for me, that this show also exhibits that. It shows us the learning steps. And I'm wondering if there's a certain element mm-hmm. that you're working with your students on, or a way that you can maybe give some advice to some people out there who are inspired by the show and think, oh, gosh, maybe.
The creative process. Well,
I know, in 5 minutes.
So I do think what we've been talking about is this notion of building blocks, that the creative process is something that you have to kind of understand and appreciate for a very long time. And I was actually just talking to a student after school, and she said, you know, I just feel like this is the first year that I, in the first class, that I've really learned something in art. And I really don't believe that she didn't learn things. I looked at her and I said, it's just clicking.
Ah.
Said, you have learned so much for so many years. And I think her brain and her soul and her body are just ready to synthesize and put it all together. So mm-hmm. it's not that she didn't learn. It's just that maybe her ears weren't quite ready to hear it, or her hands weren't ready to use it. And she is making art she's very proud of. So her mm-hmm. creative process was built up over many, many, many years of our amazing, I think, educational mm-hmm. system in Northfield, but she didn't see it in herself. Mm-hmm. And so I think when people walk into the mm-hmm. Arts Guild and they're blown away by a transition of warm to cool colors, then that little nugget gets locked away in your brain and you say, I'm going to do something with warm to cool colors. You maybe don't know that you're going to take a knitting class at the yarn store a couple years from now, and your scarf is going to move from warm to cool, mm-hmm. and you're going to say, hey, I liked that back at that art show. I mean, I think it's a really organic process. And I think that we have to be gentle with ourselves mm-hmm. because people can be really hard sometimes on themselves and think that if they don't get it the first time, then it's just a no-go. But it is such a gentle, soft process that we don't even realize is building up in our body.
Yep.
And eventually it's going to show up and you're going to say, that's from all those different experiences. So, yes, there are tools, and that's what we teach. And we teach mm-hmm. all these rules about how to do things the right way, or the way that would make sense for an artist. But I think people have to interpret those and do them their way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become part of who they are. So I would say never be scared to take a class. Never be scared to take a risk. I always tell my students that I might be the best person to take a risk with, because I am never going to be disappointed in risk taking. I'm always going to be excited for them. Mm-hmm. And not all risks turn out perfectly, but you learn something. And that's what's important. So taking classes and just stepping out on a limb and trying something new. Try a new recipe. Try a new hairstyle. Try something. But I think those are all creative. And I think the life of an artist is being creative in everything. And just accepting that there's little pieces of your life that are always going to have that process.
I haven't heard it described that way. And I love that idea of the sort of like little nuggets, seeds, gems of something that's blooming is coming through, and that, you know, you may not even know how it's happening. And that's a really gentle and lovely way to describe and inspiring. How about for you, Erica?
I know we do a lot of time in my class that I've started focusing on artistic habits. It's not necessarily focused on artistic skills. I remind students that some of my favorite painters actually are terrible painters, but they are really good at the process, and that's why they're amazing. And then on the other side that I tell them, I'm like, I've met people who are spectacular painters or drawers who have the skill sets, but have no process, and because of it, their work is blah. And so we do a lot of focus on, there's the 8 studio habits of mind has become a really big focus in my classroom. And so it teaches them about, you know, like developing skill sets is one part of being an artist. But, you know, actually, one of them is called engaging and persisting. And so then we focus on, like, mistakes are normal. And I oftentimes tell my students, you know, I haven't really become a great artist by just being a great artist. You know, it's, I learn to be a great artist because I fail constantly. And I learn what not to do and what to do. And eventually, failing enough, I've learned how to make something that I'm happy with and that other people seem to like. So, you know, we talk a lot about those, or reflect is another big one. And so taking the time to just sit back and look at what you've done, and that it's okay to look at something for 2 or 3 art times before you touch it again, that's part of your process. And like I said, just these each little pieces, these habits that they can build in their life that expand way beyond the art studio. Mm-hmm. That will just help them be successful. And it's not focused so much on, especially at the elementary level, I don't focus on, are you the best drawer? Are you the best painter? Are you the best at this? Because realistically, no. None of them are. They're children, and they're developing, and they're growing, and they're going to go through a full process. But if they can learn to think and act and kind of build these skills, like I've said, they're going to be more successful when they're ready to be. So
I think I do a lot of reminding my students that they're artists, and I call them artists.
Yes.
I always say they're artists, and my students never bristle when I say they're an artist.
Yeah.
But when I say that to a parent or an adult, they'll say, oh, I'm not an artist.
Exactly.
Kind of like when you'd say to someone you're an athlete, and they say, well, I just walk. Why? Yeah. I'm not an athlete. But, you know, these students are always reminded that you're an artist, and I really believe that picking out, you know, what you're wearing is artistic. I think figuring an artistic and creative way to put your schedule together when you're in the business world, how to fit all these little pieces together is artistic. I think creative thought is being an artist. And
exactly.
I don't think making the perfect painting is evidence. I think you creatively problem solve how to paint, and that is you being an artist. So I really try to break that down, because I don't equate the artwork that's on the wall as being the end product. I equate, these are little humans, or sometimes big humans, who take these skills to problem solve, and they're going to take it with them to college. They're going to take it with them to parenthood, and they are going to be creative souls who make this world better, because they maybe don't paint every day because they're busy making macaroni and cheese, but they were creative in a billion ways for their family and for their occupation. And that makes me feel like my job is complete.
Well, we always loved to, at elementary school, I always loved to talk. And even when I taught high school, about Leonardo da Vinci, and everyone has this, he is the echelon of exactly what an artist should be. But the reality is he made less than 15 paintings in his entire life. And yes, each one of them was magical, but what's really amazing is his sketchbooks had so many ideas and thoughts, and he never called himself an artist. Actually, he considered himself an inventor, and he considered himself a master of war, and he created all these different tools and things like that. And he had all these different parts of who he was, but it wasn't, like I said, those are not the things we recognize him for. It's that we see him as this amazing artist who was constantly exploring and seeing the world in a different way. And that was why he was so magical, is nothing was ever approached as a, here's the answer, here's how to do it, and this is what I must make. It was always just exploration. And he is still an inspiration, I think, for so many people because of that, is it wasn't just an answer that he needed to a problem. It was always, what can I see in the world?
Mm-hmm. Being a creative thinker.
Mm-hmm.
A problem solver.
Yeah, and that's it.
We work with problem solvers.
We do.
And we're teaching them how to problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've just had a master class. This is incredible. Oh, what an amazing story. And it's, you know, going to be evident for people to see your passion for this, your love for the students and for the work that they do and the inspiration that you create within them that feeds us. And so I thank you for being here today and for, you know, putting the show together. I know it's a lot of work to bring all of that energy into one room and make it work. And you do it a lot of it on your own time, putting the show up and such. And it's a true treasure of Northfield. So,
well, and we do need to say thank you to the district for giving us some time to actually do this too. I know that it's an amazing gift that we get from Northfield Schools to let us have the time to actually come in and work on this gallery space and do get it set up.
Right. They support us by giving us each a substitute teacher so we can spend the day together, mm-hmm. putting this show together, and we are incredibly fortunate.
Oh, yes.
Very grateful. We have a former colleague, and his name is Jeremy Holine, and he was the teacher at Bridgewater, and he did the show with us for many years, and now he is the arts coordinator for the Purpich Center up in the Twin Cities, and he will come back to join us for this setup and our lunch every year to talk. And he said it is magical and it does not happen in other places.
No.
Because when you skip chunks of education in terms of not having elementary art or middle school art, you cannot reach these same levels of problem solving and art making because it's not there.
Yeah.
And he,
like you said, the nuggets along the way never got put there, so they just don't have.
So they're discovering things as a senior in high school that maybe they would have been seeing as a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come and say, I can't believe this is the art of high school or middle school or elementary, it's because they've been exposed.
Yep.
And so we're so fortunate to be able to have that perspective from Jeremy because we live in this amazing bubble.
Yes.
I'm going to say bubble. Surrounded by other people who love art. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to know that this is not always normal is just another one of those amazing blessings that we have.
Yes. Again, definitely the community and the Northfield Public Schools and all of the schools in Northfield have really done an amazing job of supporting this. And we need to give them a wholehearted thank you because without them, this wouldn't be where we are.
Yep. And one more thank you to the Northfield Arts Guild Gallery Board that Erica and I both are a part of. This is a board filled with professional artists and former college professors. And whenever the question comes up of what show should we have, there is always a strong, strong voice that says we have to make sure we have those, you know, new artists and mm-hmm. budding artists and the education piece. So, you know, some other gallery could say we need to make money. We need to pay the electric bill. But they always say we are supporting our community and we are going to give those educational shows the time that they deserve.
Yep.
So
a lot of things to be thankful for and a lot of reasons for you to show up at the Northfield Area All School Show, New Year, New Perspectives, again at the Northfield Arts Guild. I want to thank Catherine Norrie and Erica Ness for joining me on Art Zany Radio today. It's been just pure pleasure. I hope we get to do this again.
We do too.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've got a couple quick things because I've just got a few moments for closing. Tonight is Arts for Martin at Arcadia Charter School at 7 p.m. They were my guests last week. And also tonight, Jennifer Lompart tells us the True Art Speaks Be Heard Poetry Slam is happening at the high school at 8 o'clock. So those are two great events to check out. Next weekend on Saturday, January 26th at 2 p.m. in the atrium of the public library is a kickoff for Sidewalk Poetry. So you know I love that. This year's theme is New Voices, Nuevas Voces, and I hope that you will explore that. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you take some time to add some Art Zany to your life and always enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany Radio for the Imagination with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8000.